Hi, it's Rick. Customer returning your call back. Hi, my name is Rick. I'm a supervisor here in the fire department. How are you today?
I'm fine.
That's great. Excuse me. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
It's Patricia Dickey. Address is 9300 Buffalo Road, Hardin, Missouri, 64035.
Thanks so much for information. One moment, when your account to load. Kenny's just loading on, mama. Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm just still here, mama, and it's loading, okay? Okay. Thanks so much for information as well. And I see that the KitchenAid order was placed, and you're saying this is fraud, correct?
Excuse me?
You're saying this is fraud, correct?
I sent you what?
You're saying this is fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
Yes.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. Would you like to go ahead and continue with the claim?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, let me stay here a moment. Okay, let me stay here a moment. Okay, so the refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business. Your cancellation effective immediately as well. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
And it's both charges, the 574.
Yes, ma'am, the shipping and handling as well.
What's
the 574 and the six? The 574 and the 6732, ma'am, are both going back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
And are they going to stop trying to charge it? Because they tried to charge it again today.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So won't try to charge anything else. Your account is completely canceled.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us support. Enjoy one for day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excuse me.